Hi everyone, welcome to Final Score with The Score. Can you all hear me? I just want to check the sound is working. If you can make a little symbol if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good stuff. Welcome everybody. It's Chelsea 5, Barrow 0 in the Carabao Cup. A comprehensive victory at home. A hat-trick for Christopher Nkunku. And other goals from Pedro Neto. Oh, gosh. Who scored the fifth goal? Somebody tell me who scored the fifth goal. The other goal.
It was an
own goal, that's it, yes. Pedro Neto, Yao Felix. Yao Felix for the free kick that we ended up being an own goal. Yeah, a great, solid performance. Lots of goals. Probably could have scored more goals. Josh Akinpong and Tariqi George come off the bench and perform pretty well from the academy. That's always good. Lots of squad players playing tonight. Lots of different players coming on. Lots of substitutes. We got the job done. I know people say it's only Barrow, but, you know, we've struggled in these games against lower league opposition before. And not got the job done. Last year we struggled to get 2-1 against AFC Wimbledon. So, you know, very professional performance. You know, took our chances, very clinical, very pleased. The team was 11 changes from the last game. 11 changes. A complete different team. We showed you the depth of our squad. So you had the likes of Dizazi starting, Badiashile, Vega. All started, and you had Dewsbury Hall, Akasade, Christopher Nkunku up front. God, that's good depth, isn't it? Pedro Neto, Mudrick, and Yao Felix. So nice. That's a very good second string team, I've got to say. nice little team. We took the lead very, very quickly within 8 minutes. A beautiful ball from Yao Felix. Over the top, and Nkunku perfectly positioned, scored, good finish, 1-0 up very quickly, and that was really, really set the tone. You know, we got a second goal within another 7 minutes, again from Christopher Nkunku. A lovely move with Pedro Neto and the returning, Malo Gusto, little link up play with them, then a nice little cross from Gusto, which was beautifully tapped, beautifully flicked in by Nkunku, 2-0. And then we had the free kick from Yao Felix, which got deflected in by the goalkeeper, and we were 3-0 up, you know, very comfortably within about half an hour. So that was really game over at that point. And Barry didn't really threaten much, didn't really give us many opportunities, We controlled the game. We controlled the ball. I think at one point we had 80% possession in the first half, which is quite incredible, really. And so second half, Ben Chilwell came on, which was really good to see. Got the captain's armband immediately because he's vice-captain. And we scored really, like 2 minutes into the second half, we scored. Brilliant break down the left from Mudrick. Nice cross in to Pedro Neto, who put it away. 4-0. You know, I mean, the game was already over, but that was it, really. And then, the game kind of slowed down after that. You know, we knew we'd won the game. They knew we'd won the game. They had a few chances, a few corners, but they didn't really threaten seriously. We were still in control. We looked dangerous on the counter attack. Tariq George, came on and looked really, really good. He missed a golden opportunity to open his Chelsea account. I really felt for him actually, but he looked really good. Lots of skill, some good runs down the right. You know, played a big part in the attack. And he had another great chance later. Akinpong also came on and was solid. We were in control. And then the goalkeeper made a nice little error at the end, which gifted Nkunku his hat-trick just before we came off in the 75th minute. And that was really the game then. That was it. We kind of saw it out. You know, nice, comfortable win. Another clean sheet as well. It's our third clean sheet in a row, which is good. You know, we don't always get three clean sheets in a row, so that's good. Big win at home as well in front of our own fans, which is always good. You know, gets the fans going, gets the fans behind the team. So, yeah, we're through to the next round. That's what's the most important. Three wins in a row, three clean sheets in a row, and nine goals scored in three games. Very good stuff. We've got two attackers in form. Nicholas Jackson is in top form, and Christopher Nkunku has now got six goals in seven games this season. Was it eight games? Eight games, sorry, this season. So he's in form, and he's got actually got 11 goals in 22 appearances for Chelsea overall, Christopher Nkunku. We're going to talk about him in a minute. But so that was the game. Nice, enjoyable evening. Nice, no nerves, no heart attacks, no Chelsea giving you anxiety before we win. Nice and comfortable win. Very nice. So I'm joined, of course, by Red and by Rambles. So, Red, just your thoughts on the game.
I must say, I really enjoyed it. It was a dominant performance, which, granted, is exactly what we expected. But what's beautiful to see is that it's a confidence booster, and it's evident that we're building not only confidence, but also togetherness, because a few of the goals and even chances we had tonight, there's a lot of times where we would have shot or we would have just shanked it. But for example, with the Neto goal when it was squared across, or even just the build-up play of a lot of it. Obviously, we're going to go over a lot of the things, but overall with the performance, I was really happy with it. I just feel like, yes, it's a game that we're expected to win, but we did it in style, and some clubs who have got games on tonight as well are making it difficult for themselves. So nothing's a given, especially in the cups.
100%. 100%, Red. I absolutely agree with all of that. And Rambles.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a comfortable cup win. I always find these games can often be banana skins when you go into half time and it's 0-0. We were drawing at half time, but we got an early lead and we controlled the game. Good, nice to see Nkunku get a hat trick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big fan of Christopher Nkunku. I think he's an absolute top class player, a really, really good player. And it's unlucky for him that Nicholas Jackson is playing so well, because otherwise he'd be in the team. You know, it's good to have competition for places. You know, and he's giving us that. That's the thing. When he gets a chance, he's taking it. And that's all he can do. But he's an absolute top player. I mean, I wish we could find a way to fit him in the starting 11, because he's so good. He really is. And his finishing is excellent. But he's also good at creating goals as well. He created a chance for George tonight. You know, that was good. But, yeah, 100%. So we're going to talk about Christopher Nkunku first, because, you know, absolute top performance from him. A hat trick. Like I say, he's got six goals in eight games this season. He's got 11 goals in 22 appearances for Chelsea. He's actually played about 840 minutes for Chelsea, which is the equivalent of nine 90-minute matches. So he's actually got 11 goals in nine games. If all these minutes were collated into 90-minute matches, he's played 9.5 games for Chelsea, and he's got 11 goals. So he's doing pretty well. I think he's an excellent player. He's got skill, magic. He can finish. He can play in a few different positions as well. Good attitude. You know, really works hard. So, I thought he was excellent tonight. So, and of course, it's good. It's good to have competition for places. And so, Red, what are your thoughts on Christopher Nkunku?
Yeah, I thought the best way you can really talk about Nkunku tonight is he was clinical. But I think we might as well just talk about all the goals separately, because I think each goal that he scored tonight really just complemented all of his different assets. So
Yeah, 100%.
And
yeah, I mean, that first goal, I mean,
yeah,
I love that goal. I mean, I wasn't even a big fan of Yao Felix signing, but that was a beautiful ball from him. In behind, you know, that was a lovely little ball.
I don't think the defender expected it. Like, looking back here, I feel like the defensive line was a little bit shaky and all, but the pass was pinpoint. And I think people were actually underrating the actual finish. It's very complicated to hit that first time and it to go in so sweetly. I don't know if you thought any differently, but I thought it was a beautiful strike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was. And the control that you needed to take that down, just slot it in. You know, don't underestimate that. But it was a good ball from Felix as well. I mean, I thought those two linked up really well in that first half, especially. They were kind of interchanging positions at one point. and Felix got in behind and almost scored as well. So I thought he had a good game, actually. Yeah, first, we'll talk about him later. But yeah, and so that's the first. That was the first goal. What about the second goal? The second goal was a different kind of goal. It was again, it was a really good, well worked move, though.
I mean, you could probably say that Nkunku's arguably the best finisher at the club.
Yeah, there's a good argument for that. You know, and that's not a disrespect to Nicholas Jackson. I'm a massive Nicholas Jackson fan, you know, and he deserves to be starting regularly for us at the moment. But yeah, that's right. I mean, he is, yeah, Nkunku is a natural finisher.
I mean, I think one of the best compliments I could play him is, you know, I wouldn't be worried if either of them started on Saturday up front, because you just feel confident in both players.
Yeah, that's what you need as a top side. You need to have confidence that whoever comes into the team is going to perform, even if it's not your first choice starter. And quite frankly, Nkunku should be a first choice starter, really. But there's just no space for him. You know, he would start for most top teams. 100%. So Ray, what about that second goal? Well, what were your thoughts on that? Little move? I thought it was an excellent move.
That goal is something that I've been waiting to see from Chelsea in a very long time, because I've made it very vocal on a few of the streams. When it comes to an all-round player, my favourite player to actually watch at Chelsea Football Club is Gusto. And the one thing that lets him down is I've seen a lot of Chelsea fans, even to a degree, hate watching him on certain things, where even though he's so good defensively, sometimes that final ball is really disappointing. And not to sugarcoat the finish or the work from Neto as well, I'm sure you can mention that because it was brilliant. The fact that he's finally got the ball pinpointed to the exact place he wanted it, and it just made it a lot easier for Nkunku than the balls that we've seen him produce on other occasions.
100%. Yeah, I'm a fan of Malo Gusto, and yeah, he showed last season what he's capable of. Coming back from injury today, he didn't play the whole game, which is good. I'm glad he got taken off because you don't want to rush him back. But he started off pretty, like, the first 5 minutes or so, he was pretty rusty and made a few mistakes. But after that, he got into the game again. And that was a good move. Like, Neto made a good run. And then, like, he saw Gusto coming alongside him, gave him the ball. There was a little interchange. Gusto got in behind and got a lovely cross pullback, really, for Nkunku, who again was in the right place at the right time. And got that, and it was a lovely little flicked finish with almost the back of his foot. I'm not quite sure, you know, I don't need to see it again to see exactly, but that's what it looked like.
It's nice to see all the forwards offering different things, though. For example, like, you wouldn't see a Mudryk doing almost that wiry run that Neto did to give it back to Gusto. Oh. And then, yeah, like, I don't think you see Jackson where Nkunku is either.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, absolutely. No, he'd probably be more in the kind of middle of the penalty area. That's where he tends to hang out. Not like right on the, you know, not in those positions that Nkunku is. Yeah, 100%. And but that's a good thing, because when you've got variety in your attackers, it means you can cause different problems.
I mean, our strength and depth is so good. You could see a number of different front 3/front 4s for any Premier League game. And we really wouldn't be much weaker, because everyone's playing at really high standard.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We've got a really good strength and depth in attack. I mean, today was our second string attack, and we had Christopher Nkunku, Yao Felix, Pedro Neto all starting as our second string attack. You know, and you had Tyreek George on the bench. You know, and Mudryk, yeah, he was there too. And like, so I mean, we've got a lot of depth in attack. It's really encouraging. We haven't had this much depth in attack, and a number of finishers as well, and the right blend of profiles for quite a while. And it's positive to see, because it means as well, you've always got a chance in a game. I was saying to somebody else yesterday that, like, you know, it means that you get confidence that even if you've not played well, you can nick a goal from somewhere. You can make a goal from somewhere, because you've got creative players and you've got people who can finish. And you've got those people coming off the bench where other teams are tired. So it really does help you when you've got that level of depth and that quality in attack. And we saw it today.
I mean, just for a bit of context, Man City just overcame Watford 2-1 at home, and Leicester were taken to penalties by Walsall. So it's not always easy against the lower league teams. And this just shows that our attackers were in top form tonight.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they were clinical. They didn't kind of hold back. We didn't settle for like 2 or 3 nil. You know, we kept going. You know, we could have scored more in the second half. Like De Zerzi had a header on target, which could have gone in. Tyreek George could have scored. You know, it could have been 6 or 7. You know, I mean, it absolutely could. So you're right. It was professional. I mean, that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to kill off teams. You know, like, and I like that Enzo Maresca doesn't take these games for granted and isn't complacent, and wants to win, wants to do it properly. And he made, again, we'll talk about this later, but he made some good substitutions again today at the right time. And he's got a habit of doing that. And in pretty much every game, you know, he's making substitutions that affect the game. And that's positive. So yeah, like really good. And the third goal, well, I mean, Nkunku's third goal, a bit of a mistake by the keeper. But awareness for Nkunku to be there and to press him so that he made the mistake. And then he took full advantage of it and just slotted it away. And that was just a good example of his pressing and his work ethic, because that's what made those got that goal. It wasn't just the keeper's mistake, is that he was there to take advantage of it, and he did. I think he deserved the hat trick today. I mean, he's been playing well every time he's come on, every time he started. He's played well this season, and I'm pleased for him, because I think he's just an exceptional player. And you know, I want to see him starting for Chelsea somehow, but I don't know how. because Cole Palmer's number 10 in the Premier League and he's world class. So you can't drop him. And you can't play Nkunku on the wing. So like, you know, and Jackson's playing really well. It's like, I keep saying this, it's nice to have good problems for a change rather than bad problems. You know, when you've got Nkunku challenging for a first team place and playing this well, and you're trying to think of a way to get him into the team, that's a good problem. Bad problems are when you've got tons of injuries and you don't know who you're going to play. So it's nice to have good problems for a change.
I feel like he's fallen forfeit to his own poison chalice almost, because the side is so good. It's not broken, don't fix it. But also he's causing problems, which, like you said, are great problems to have.
Yeah, and that's what you need in the top side. That's what you need in the top side. And we've had with the strongest, the greatest Chelsea teams had that problem. I mean, we had at one point, we had Frank Lampard, Michael Ballack, Michael Essien, Makaleli, you know, for three places in his field. You know, and sometimes we played a diamond because they're all so good, but sometimes we didn't. And sometimes one of them had to miss out, you know, and that's depth, you know. And we had Joe Cole on the bench for a long time in his prime, because Robin and Duff were so good, you know, and it was just, you know, it was, yeah. And now we've got some depth in attack again, and that's really, really good. And I think next season we'll have some depth in midfield, because, you know, you've got Andre Santos, who is killing it in Ligue 1 right now, and he's one of the best midfielders in, well, statistically playing one of the best midfielders in Europe right now. Yeah, we've already got Lavia, Caicedo, and Enzo Fernandez. But Santos, like, for me, has to, when he next summer, has to come back into the Chelsea squad. He's too good not to be in our squad next season. And then you've got Leslie Akpoku as well. He's a good player, you know. And this brings me to my next player, actually. Cesar Cáceres. He started today. He played kind of as a six, as a DM. I thought he had a pretty steady game. I thought he was, especially the first half, he was winning a lot of tackles. He was quite getting into the game. He was, you know, he was linking up the play well. He was keeping possession. His physicality was quite useful. I thought he had a really solid game. And so, Red, what was your thoughts on Cáceres today?
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said. I think he was completely solid. He did exactly the job that we expected from him, and maybe even a little bit more. It was a little bit of an extra kick in his step, which we haven't seen in previous occasions. I understand, I don't want to sound like a broken record, that we're playing a Barrow side, which realistically, he should be controlling the ball. But yeah, I was really impressed with him. He wasn't my star and player of the game because, well, granted, the attackers played so well and even some of the defenders stood out for me. But yeah, he definitely impressed in numbers wise. It's one of his best performances in a Chelsea shirt.
Absolutely agree. I mean, it was his first start as well. Like his first actual start. He's come off the bench a lot of times. And I was really pleased with him today. Rambles, what are your thoughts on Cassidy?
Yeah, I thought he had a solid game. I think it's always difficult for a player who had very few minutes. You know, it's difficult for them to come into the team because he's probably nowhere near kind of match sharpness, match ready. But I think he had a solid game. And I think he'll be a very useful player, especially in the Conference League. I can see him getting a lot of minutes for season.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of after the game. Was like, yeah, he's a useful option to bring off the bench in midfield if you need to. I mean, he's good in the air, which is really good. He's quite physical.
I think he's about 6'2", 6'3", so you know, yeah, he's good to have that added physical presence.
Yeah, when we signed, everyone was comparing him to Michael Ballack, and he's got the same physical profile. And that's in the Premier League, you need that. That can be really useful. And he can show he can defend, he can win tackles, he can be an extra body in midfield if you need to close out a game. Not that I think Enzo Maresca will do that necessarily. That's not how he rolls. But yeah, definitely a useful player to have in the squad. And I was really impressed with him today.
I think one of the most pleasing things about tonight is we've seen how good our second string is. And this certainly gives me confidence. We can go far in every competition now because we've just got such good strength and depth. And even if you have to play the so-called B team / squad players, the drop-off is nowhere near as much as it would have been in previous years.
Absolutely agree. And, yeah, I think, you know, we're getting better. I mean, the depth is improving. And I think the young talent in our squad is developing as well. And we're seeing signs of that. Every game, I think, there's been a step forward, you know, certainly in the Premier League. So, right, we've got Louis, the legendary Louis is here. He's been at the game. He wants to talk to us about Cassidy as well. So,
gentlemen, can you hear me right? Is that all good? How are we doing? You're all right?
Yep. Really good day, hope you're okay, mate.
I'm all good. I'm not going to lie, lads. I don't see the positives you see in Cesare Cassidy purely because he's not. I think he's miles off of it. I didn't really see a player there who was winning those tackles. I saw a guy who gave the ball away a lot. Lost in midfield, was saved a few times by, you know, Kieran Drisby Hall dropping deeper. Sort of mopping up his messes a little bit, being that extra man there. I see a player there who, you know, I can see why Chelsea tried to shift him on for the past few windows in make weight support of deals. I can see why he's not getting minutes. You know, unfortunately, it's just a case of it is what it is with him. But you know, look, I think overall today, solid performance from Chelsea. Barrow fans were amazing. They were, you know, absolutely spectacular in terms of their support. Obviously a long way home for them as well. I actually had to look up where it was. It's in the Peak District or the Lake, Peak or Lake District, one of the two. But it's north of Blackpool, round the bend. You know, it's a very long way to travel and their support was spectacular. But, you know, today was business as usual, Chelsea. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, as much as you guys are waxing lyrical about Cassidy, you know, I do think that Kieran Drewsby Hall, somebody who, he's been getting a lot of the plaudits today. I thought the way he played was, it's quietly going about his business is the better way I describe it.
Yeah, I thought he had a good game. I thought Drewsby Hall had a good game today. I absolutely agree with you on that, Louis. He was...
Just going to quickly say, I was kind of completely clouded by that. I must have been looking at the wrong thing. I kind of assumed that Castell had a good game, but now I'm looking back into the stats. He's 25%, 1 out of 4 successful dribbles, and even more worryingly, 2 out of 10 ground rules, duels won. 20% ground duels won against a League Two side is quite worrying.
See, lads, you know, sometimes the eye test does the job. I think he's a young lad. You know, I'm not sitting here slating him saying he's absolutely shocking, like all this sort of stuff. I just don't think he's the right fit, which is why I can see why he didn't play as much last season and why maybe we're not going to see as much in this season. I think, like you said, I think the only thing that is a string to his bow is his height. But he does just look very much like a City A midfielder who has come to the Premier League. And obviously, I know he hasn't played any City A football. He's played very little of it anyway. And he's a big hit in Italy. You know, they're a big fan favourite of him in terms of, you know, the way he's played for the youth Italian sides. But, you know, I just don't see a player there who, I think in terms of the talent that's coming through, you know, I heard Score mention Andre Santos. Obviously, I think about the depth we already have there. You've got Renato Vega as another option. I just don't see him as somebody who's really going to cut the mustard, unfortunately. I hope he's successful whatever he does and however he does it. You know, if he comes to Chelsea, fantastic. But I just I don't see a player there which really aids the process in terms of what he can offer this Chelsea side. You know, you speak to Leicester fans last season and that short period he was there, they're like, yeah, he's good, he's all right, does the job. That was the Championship. You know, does the job in the Championship. Is that going to do it in the Premier League? Well, probably not. So if Napoli or Inter or ever come calling again, I definitely wouldn't say no if the offer was good enough.
Oh, I'm not, I mean, I want to be clear. I've already said this tonight, actually, that Andre Santos needs to be with us next season. He's better than Cassidy. He's better than, well, I think he's better than Dewsbury Hall, actually. But yeah, I mean, I was just trying to, I just thought that Santos, that Cassidy had a good game tonight and could be useful in the squad. Absolutely not saying at all that he's going to be a future Chelsea legend or a regular starter for Chelsea, because I don't think he is. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting to get a different perspective on that. And to be, yeah, and you're right about Dewsbury Hall. He deserved his flowers tonight. He was kind of quiet, but effective and linked up the deeper midfield and the attacking midfield quite well on quite a few occasions as well. So I think that's a good shout, Louis. Thanks for that. And what are your thoughts on the game generally? Christopher Nkunku, we talked about earlier. He's gone. Okay. Louis's gone.
It's fine. I can quickly just mop that up just by saying that I think Nkunku will get all the plaudits, but one player that really impressed me today, which I'm pretty sure you can segue off of, is I think Neto looked like a different breed of player today. He was really showing his confidence, and when possibly last time out he didn't exactly find his feet, or maybe he was preferred to other wingers, I feel like he was allowed to express himself tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. I thought he was excellent tonight. I was really pleased with him. I'm a big fan of his. I thought it was an excellent signing. I've got some stats actually for Pedro Neto. 63 minutes played, one goal, 32 touches, 92% pass completion, one key pass, two out of three crosses completed, one shot on target, and obviously a goal, and one out of two dribbles completed. So he had a pretty good game tonight, and that was a really good goal that he scored. Great move down the left from Mudrick. I was really, he was pretty decent tonight, Mudrick. Created a few chances, and that was, got an assist there. Really good goal. Really good goal. Really good counter-attacking goal. And Ned Neto made the good run. He was clinical. So yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that, Pedro Neto. And again, it's just the depth we have in attack that Pedro Neto's done well today, but does he start on Saturday? Does Nonny start, like, on that right? I mean, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
I would possibly go with Neto, I think. I think the one thing Neto has over Nonny is his decision-making slightly better.
Yeah.
That would be my...
I agree. I agree with that. And also, I mean, I hate to say this because I love Nonny, but he's more of a team player. Speaking of Pedro Neto, actually, and Nonny, and there was a chance against West Ham on Saturday. When Nonny made there was a brilliant counter attack, and Nonny had the chance to play in Pedro Neto to score almost an identical goal than the one he scored tonight. And instead, Nonny took the shot, and Pedro Neto was standing there, like, hands in the air, like, I was here. Just pass it to me, and he had basically an open goal. And, that's the difference, you see. I think Pedro Neto would have squared it. You know, he would have done that. He would have the awareness and the mentality to square it. Yeah, and so, I mean, it's, again, good problems because Noni Madueke is having a good run of form, but Pedro Neto is now in form as well. So he's pushing him for his place. That's what you want. And that keeps the level high because when everyone is playing well and you have other quality players who want to play, they have to raise their level to get in the team. And then to stay in the team, they have to perform because they've got other players knocking on the door. And that's what you want. And so we've got that at the moment. And that is a really good thing, good position to be in. So I'm really, 100% with you there on Neto. And Ramble's like, what did you think of Neto today?
Yeah, I thought he had a really positive game. I mean, he's had a fair amount of stick from Chelsea fans because he hasn't been at the level we know he can be. We always get that with new players when they take a while to settle in. Fans are on their back straight away. Oh, we paid too much money, blah, blah, blah. But I've always had confidence. You know, he's a top player. And there's no doubt in my mind that he'll go on to be a great signing for us. But as with all new signings, they just need a bit of time to get settled into their new surroundings, to get settled in their personal lives. But the quality's there. So I've no doubt that he will go on and have a great season for us.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
I think that's part of the problem. The modern fan just expects everything to happen straight away.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. So, I mean, good. So we're going to go on to another point in a minute. Just to let you know, we do want to hear from you. We'd love to get your thoughts on the game, on who you thought played well, on Christopher Nkunku, potentially, on Pedro Neto. So do come up, request if you want to come up and share your thoughts. And if enough people request, we'll get you up and we'll get you speaking. But in the meantime, Red, I know you had a certain defender in mind today in terms of how well we played and who you thought played really well. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, so personally, I feel like the entire defence played really, really well. But I would say that the main defender that stuck out for me was Malo Gusto. I just feel like he came back with a bang in that first half performance. Especially in the first half, especially because I feel like him coming back gave us another option down the right-hand side. And I just feel like he's, like I said earlier, he's improved his crossing into the box. That's exactly what we need to see. And also, it's just nice to see that he hasn't lost his timing, his runs as well. There's a few times, especially maybe in the first 20 minutes or so, where he got down that right-hand side. And it's just exactly what he wants to see. I another player that impressed me as well, though, is I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, is Vega. Because that means back-to-back performances almost. He's played different positions and he's still put in a 7 out of 10 and been noticeable.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Vega. I was pleased when we signed him and I love his attitude. Every time he's come on, he's shown spirit, he's shown character, he's got stuck in and he's been good. I think, and like you say, he can play at left back, he can play left centre back, I think, in a back three. He can also play defensive midfield. And he's played, I think he's played those positions for us and been brilliant. Well, and he's, you know, he's good in the tackle. He's tall. He's powerful. Good on the ball. You know, his passing's good and he's got a good mentality. He's got a good, you can see he's got the right personality to succeed at Chelsea. And I was impressed with him tonight. I was impressed with him against Bournemouth and especially in the second half against Bournemouth. And I think every time he's come on, he's done a good job for us. He's been a solid 7 out of 10. And, you know, £13 million. What a bargain. You know, that's the kind of player you dream of. That's kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be a legend like Aspilicueta, but it's kind of like that where you don't pay much for the player, but he ends up having a huge impact, you know, and just delivers 7 out of 10 every time he plays. And that's what he's doing. And he's only 20 or 21, so he's going to get better. And I'm really pleased with him. And I think that's a really shrewd signing, actually.
But on the lines of defenders and even just players making an impact tonight, would you guys just like to give your thoughts on obviously Acheampong and George, the youngsters, getting some minutes?
I was a bit disappointed that George obviously missed that chance. Would have been lovely for him to get a goal tonight. But he looks positive. And I think he's having a really good season with the youth development, I think.
Yeah. Anyone who saw that game the other week where he ran halfway through, he ran basically through the entire defence and almost scored. And he got a hat-trick in that game as well, 6-3 it was. I can't remember who it was against. He was fantastic in that game. And I thought he was good today. I think he missed that chance, which he was gutted about, but he didn't let it get to him. You know, he came back and he showed some great skill, created a chance for himself out of almost nothing and had to be saved, and linked up with the other attackers, linked up well down the right, with obviously a Ching Pong and the other guys down the right. I thought he put in a really solid performance for a day, for one of his first games for Chelsea. I thought he did really well. And he's there's a lot more to come from him. And a Ching Pong, he was solid. I think he made one mistake, but generally he was pretty solid down the right. Didn't do anything wrong for me and just wasn't spectacular, but was solid. And that's all he needed to be, really. And again, it's just good for these guys to get experience playing with the first team, especially when you win.
I've been saying for a few weeks now, I think we really need to look at promoting Etchimpong, especially with Reece James's injuries, because I would rather see Etchimpong playing at right back if Gusto's not available, as opposed to De Sassi or Fofana. Because I just think you look much better with a natural right back rather than having to play a centre back out of position.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the good thing about Etchimpong is he can play centre back and he can play right back. He's pretty good as a centre back, but he's also pretty good as a right back. So, a bit like Trevor Chalobah in that respect. But he's an excellent player, and they're still really young as well. I think 18, 19. So there's plenty to come from these guys, and it's really good for Maresca to give them a chance as well. He gave them legitimate minutes. He gave them like a good half hour on the pitch. You know, didn't just give them like 5 minutes in extra time or something. He gave them a proper half hour, to have some minutes, to get some experience,
And it's just stuff you can't learn from training, like the actual being out on the pitch, especially in a big result like that. I feel like it do a lot for their confidence and actually their development.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You get to play with the best, with some good players, because we had some good players out there, even after subs and even it being the League Cup, we had some good players out there. And, to play with the men's team, they've been training with them, but to play with them and to get to show their quality and play in front of the Chelsea fans at home, because the Chelsea fans love an academy player coming through. So they'll have been cheering him on, they'll have been behind him. And, that's great for them. It's great for them. And it's just that kind of taste, and it gives you the taste. So you want more. So you work harder in training, so you might give yourself other opportunities. And hopefully we'll get a nice, easy draw in the next round as well, so they can get more minutes, because that would be really good for them. And I hope they get minutes in the Conference League as well. Well, that would be really useful if they can get some minutes in that competition. So, yeah, and credit to Maresca for bringing them on and giving them proper minutes as well. I continue to be impressed with Maresca. He continues to get the decisions right, and we're getting the results, and that's a positive thing. So, right, okay. I just wanted to talk about Ben Chilwell. Ben Chilwell came on at half time, and I thought he was quietly effective. Wasn't spectacular, but didn't do anything wrong. And you can see how much the players still respected him, because he got given the captain's armband as soon as he came on, and I've always liked Ben Chilwell. I still like Ben Chilwell. I think he's a great professional. I think he's been a really good player for Chelsea. I understand that maybe he's not in the plans, but he's been really professional this whole way through, and he's got his reward tonight. I thought he had a solid performance. So what about you, Red?
I've got to say that in my head, I thought Ben Chilwell was coming onto the pitch just to avoid the injury and also just to almost avoid conflict. But I've got to give it to him. Exactly like you said, he's been a stellar professional. He's been exactly what you need, because a bit like what happened with Trevor Chalobah, even if your options are low and you've been pushed out the side and you can't exactly even find a move at the end of the day, you still keep your mouth shut. You still show respect to the club. And then if it's possible, a bit like tonight, you get your minutes. Now, I'm not saying in any way, shape or form he deserves from that performance to be Chelsea's starting left back, or that Maresca will even consider him for the position. But it's really good to see that regardless of this, he's still taking it seriously, because I think you'll especially know that over the last few years, we've seen players who, when things happen badly, it doesn't go down like that.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Chilwell is a really good professional. I've never doubted that at all. I don't think he's never been a toxic player. He's always just got on with it, never whined or complained or whatever. He's just got on, worked hard, tried his best. You know, he trains well, and he's a good example. I mean, you can see the players respect him when he came on the pitch. You know, giving him the armband straight away, even though he's not really been with the squad this season. You know, and that's a sign of respect. He was pretty good. I thought he did a decent job, and I hope he gets more minutes in the League Cup, and you know, and that would be nice for him. But I don't really want us to lose him, but I understand that he wants to play regularly, and that, you know, I hope that if he does leave, that we can do it on good terms, and I'm sure he'll be respectful to Chelsea, because he loves Chelsea. He doesn't think he wants to leave at all, but yeah, he's a proper professional. What about you, Rambles, on Chilwell?
I think Ben Chilwell is a prime example for younger players how to conduct themselves, because it can't have been easy what's gone on in the last X amount of months. But you've never heard a peep out of him. He just gets on with his business, gets his head down, works hard, and hopefully now he can start to get a few more minutes. I think long-term, Schuchi will be elsewhere, but you just can't fault him. He's always been a very likeable player, and he always conducts himself in the right manner. And he deserves huge credit for the way he's gone about his business. Because as we've seen in previous years, with players like Lukaku and other players, when things don't go their way, they can be troublesome. Whereas Chile just doesn't say a word, just gets on with his business, and he does his talking on the pitch.
That's right. You know, and he's a Champions League winner with Chelsea. He's a Super Cup winner with Chelsea. You know, he's a historical player in Chelsea's history. So he's a, you know, and he deserves respect for what he's achieved at the club, even though he's only been here a short years. But he's, you know, he was a big part of that Champions League winning team and the Super Cup win. And he was, that year under Tuchel, he was fantastic until he got injured. And it's such a shame he got injured. That really did wreck his career. You know, it's really sad. Because he's the last player that deserves that kind of thing. Not that any player deserves it, but you know what I mean. But I wish him well, whatever happens, because he deserves good things, because he's a complete professional. And he's done great things for Chelsea. So yeah, 100%. Okay, I've got a quote from Enzo Maresca, which I've just shared. He said, "I asked the young players we have and all the others to send a clear message. We are young, we are serious." Again, I'm quite impressed with that. I like everything he says. He always sounds like a Chelsea manager, you know? Like, not
I feel like he's exactly what we need. The arrogance in the press conferences, and also just the confidence with his, not only obviously formation and actual lines, the correct substitutions, because, for example, last time out with Pochettino, there were multiple occasions where we were left confused and almost a little bit, I wouldn't really like to say angry, but felt differential to the way that Pochettino, the timings and the decisions, even previous managers made their change the squad around. But I feel like he seems to know exactly what to do with every opposition at the minute.
Yeah, 100%. I think his preparation is meticulous. You know, remember when we heard he got the Chelsea job, we heard that he'd watched every Chelsea game of the previous season under Pochettino, and he'd like done research on every single Chelsea player, including the academy players, and he knew all of them and knew all their strengths and weaknesses. You know, he's meticulous. He lives and breathes football, and I think, you know, he's excellent tactically. I think he's the best tactically that we've had since Thomas Tuchel. He really understands tactics. He clearly is very good at making substitutions. I think every game he's made a substitution, he's impacted the game, and it's always been the right substitution. And he's not afraid to make changes at half time either, or early changes. You know, he's bold, he's ruthless. And the thing that really has impressed me is the press conferences, though. Like, whenever I hear him speak, he sounds like a Chelsea manager, right? He doesn't beat about the bush. He's ruthless. He doesn't let the press walk all over him. He stands up to them, calls them out on things. He doesn't try to be Mr. Nice Guy or Mr. Popular with everyone. And that's what we want with a Chelsea manager. Someone who's going to stand up for us and fight for us and fight for the team and fight for the club in the press conferences. And I think maybe he's even done a bit of research on what it takes to be a good Chelsea manager.
I think one of the things I really like is he's come in and he's got fans on board straight away. And that's something which Potter and Pochettino didn't do. And I think when a manager of a club gets the fans on board straight away, the fans will give them more time. You know, when you maybe go through a difficult spell, you know, because you've got them on the side, they will back you. Whereas with Pochettino and Potter, we just never had that. They never had any connection with the fans. And yeah. I don't think Pochettino ever really made an attempt at the beginning to build that rapport with the fans. Whereas Enzo's come in and it's just happened straight away. It's just natural.
I think, yeah, he's made a real effort from what I can see to connect with the fans. I mean, like, every away game, he's told the players to go to the fans and clap them. And he's gone to the fans as well and clapped them. And that's a little thing, but it matters, right? And he's often talked about how he wants the fans to be louder and get behind the team and stuff. And, you know, he's done it in a respectful way, not in a kind of a rude way. And also he's just stood up for the club in press conferences. Like, when the press tried to have a go at us or criticise us, he's called them out. He's just said, no, like, you know, I'm not answering that question, or, now, why are you answering that? Why are you asking that question? You know, there was one press conference where it was almost Mourinho-esque how he handled the media. So, I think he's really making an effort to connect with the fans, and results make a difference. They always make a difference. And he's getting results at the moment. And, yeah, I think he's doing the right things. And I think there were some fans that were sceptical when he came in because people thought he was going to be basically another Sarri. And I think he's showing he's not anything like that. He's not like that in temperament. He's not like that in personality. And he's not like that in terms of his football either. He's much more pragmatic, much more tactically aware, tactically flexible. And he's more likable than Sarri as well, to be honest. I think I'm really confident about him at Chelsea. I think he's going to be a success. And I think he's a winner. I think he wants to win. You know, he's been in that high-performance environment at Manchester City around Pep Guardiola, you know, around elite winning players, you know, who all respected him. And that rubbed off, you know, and I think he's got that. And he's going to bring that to us, which is really, really positive. So, yeah.
I was going to say, sorry to bring this up again, but, and I'm not saying that the loss to Manchester City is that damning and that much of a negative result, considering we know their squad, we know what their capabilities, and even the likes they're doing to Arsenal at the minute. But would you say that having Manchester City that early on the season kind of taught him a lesson, was almost beneficial to the way that the manager wants to set things up?
I think there's definitely an argument for that. I think there's an argument that you learn more from defeats than you do from wins. And I think he would have, I mean, I think he learns from every game. I think he observes football a lot, and he pays attention, and he knows what he's doing, and he knows what to look for. And I think, there were some things that he did in that game that he's not done since, for example. like Nkunku on the left, right? He tried that in that game. It didn't work. He's not done it since. And things like that. I mean, that game as well, like, I think we could have got a draw in that game. I think, you know, that we had a penalty in that game, which I still think is a penalty. And if that's a penalty, it goes to 1-1, and then they maybe don't get the second goal. And so we get a draw. But, yeah, I don't think we played badly in that game against Manchester City, but we lost. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's a smart guy. He understands football, understands tactics and coaching, and that he learns from defeats. And I think, and when you listen to players who worked with him last season at Leicester, like, he's always looking to improve, always looking to learn new things, try new things tactically, experiment, you know, teach his players new things tactically. When he has a long time with the players, he uses that time to help them improve and to help them develop tactically. I think we've got the right guy. I think we're going to have a good season. I think he'll be at Chelsea next season.
Also score. I just didn't want to leave too much of a gap because I didn't want to go back and reiterate points. But I've only just seen the Instagram post now, and I really like the positivity with Ben Chilwell, obviously just saying that he's missed nights at the bridge in front of, well, quoting, he's missed nights at the bridge in front of the Chelsea fans. And I just feel that's exactly what you need for his situation right now, because he when he's being shut out, he doesn't need the fans on his back as well.
Absolutely. I think he's quite, I mean, certainly with fans at the bridge, I think he's quite a popular guy. And one of the reasons he's popular is because of that. He's professional. You know, he's respectful. He loves the club. You know, he would never disrespect the club. And that's one of the reasons people love him. I think he'd always be Chelsea, I think, even though he might leave, but he'll always be Chelsea. And he got cheered at the club. I think he got some good cheers at the club, at the ground tonight as well from the fans. And you know, remember, like, again, like I say, he's a Champions League winner. You know, that season under Tuchel, when we won the Champions League, he was incredible. And he was a big part of it. So, I mean, I'm not surprised at that comment. And he's, you know, it's typical Ben Chilwell. It's one of the reasons I really like him, and I don't want him to go.
I do feel like his time at the club just passed by because he fits a different system to what we play now. I don't think he's a back four fullback. I think he's much more of a wing back.
Yeah, 100%. I think he was incredible. I mean, him and Reece James, when they were both fit, yeah, that kind of period under Tuchel.
There are stars at the show.
It was unbelievable football. It really was. That autumn of 2021. You know, we were like top of the league under Tuchel with those two fit and Lukaku in the team. And even without Lukaku in the team, we were doing well. If they hadn't got injured that season, if they hadn't got
so many different things could have happened.
I think that we would have challenged for the title. I don't think we'd have won it, but I think we'd have been very close because those two were so good that season. It was just like, it was unbelievable.
Like, I feel like every single game they played, they made the impact.
Yeah, and Reece James was scoring goals for fun. He was scoring loads of goals, and he was just world class in every single game. It was, you know, it was like a joy to watch it. You know,
I think I just distinctly remember a brace at Newcastle away.
Yeah, it was like a mirage. You know, we had it for a few months, and then it just disappeared. It's such bad luck, you know, for both of them because they're both great players, you know, and I still hope Reece James gets back to his best purely, not just for Chelsea, but for him because, you know, he's a great guy and he loves Chelsea and he wants to succeed and, you know, he deserves to be successful. You know, the injuries that he's had, just horrendous. And we all want him to be back. If Reece James ever gets back to what he was, Chelsea going to have some player. So,
regardless of that, I'm trying obviously transition this back so we're speaking more about the game tonight. And could you mind, obviously, I just want to read out these few facts I found about Mudryk tonight. So, He completed 76% of his passes, which I guess isn't too bad, but one shot, none of them on target, only completed half his dribbles, somehow only completed, he completed 0% of his crosses, and lost half of his duels. So, you know, on paper, it doesn't look like he played quite well, but I'd say it wasn't a bad Mudryk performance tonight.
Yeah, I thought he was okay. He wasn't as bad as he has been in other games. He got an assist. It was a really good assist, by the way. Again,
I think on other occasions he would have shot there.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing I love about Mudryk. He's not selfish. He's a team player. Like, he hasn't scored for ages, right? So you'd think, like, he might go for a shot in that position, but he didn't. He just did the right thing, which is get the ball in for an assist, because that was the better option, and we got a goal from it, right? And that's positive, you know? That gets your teammates confident in you and wanting you to succeed. And I think the other players want him to succeed. And Ben Chilwell was supporting him as well. I know you got a ball, good ball in behind for him, but he didn't quite make. And then in the first half, he had a good chance down the left, which he all got crossed in. Didn't get a goal, but it was a good, really good move. So yeah, there were some good things from him tonight. And I like him in terms of his attitude and his desire to succeed. I think his heart's in the right place. He wants to succeed. He has a good attitude. He's a team player. It's just that we haven't seen the performances at the right level consistently yet. You know, and tonight he was good, and I'm pleased for him.
I think he's in a difficult situation, Mudryk, isn't he? I think there's a group of them. There's Mudryk, there's Chilwell, Cassaday, Carney, De Sassi, and Badiashile. And I think all six of them have probably got half a foot out of the door. And I think it's going to be a case of, for all of them, is just try and make the most of the opportunities when they get them. And maybe if they can string a few good performances together, then maybe they'll be given more opportunities, and maybe they can force their way into the squad for the second half of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the challenge, isn't it? Now, we talked about this earlier, the competition for places. Like, they know now what they have to do to get into the team, because they're seeing what other people are doing and what they're, you know, Sancho's come in and he's got a couple of assists already and played really well. Neto's scored tonight and he's got an assist in the Premier League. We know Palmer, how well Palmer is playing and how well Jackson is playing. Obviously, Nkunku's taking up the challenge from Jackson and he's scoring goals. Moni Madueke is playing well. So there's a lot of players playing well. And part of the reason for that is probably that they've got other players in their position and they're trying to get their place. And they've got to perform to do it. So hopefully Mudryk takes up that challenge, and that'll be, and if he can rise to that, that'll be great for Chelsea, you know.
But I think going back to Mudryk, you know, and I would say the same for, you know, Mudryk, Chilwell, Carney, Badiashile, they all seem to have good attitudes. You know, it can't have been easy for all of them. They've all had extended periods out of the team, a few of them were potentially close to leaving the club, but they all just seem to get their heads down, work hard. You don't seem to hear any noise out of them. And that's all you can do, because they are going to get opportunities this season. We are going to have a lot of games, and hopefully they can all just take the chances when they come their way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a good place to kind of get on to our final thoughts. Good night for Chelsea Football Club. 5-0. Hat-trick for Christopher Nkunku. Some good performances from players who came in today, Neto and Nkunku, obviously, and Gusto coming back was a really, really big positive as well. So there are a few good performances today and a few good sub-performances as well, like we talked about. Ben Chilwell, Tyreek George, Chinpong, other people came on and did well. So it was overall a good night for Chelsea. Another clean sheet, our third successive clean sheet. Yeah, that which is really good. We haven't done that for a while. We should try and find out how long that's been, but it's been a while since we've had three successive clean sheets.
I was having a look and I scrolled all the way back to 2022 and I couldn't find anything.
Wow. Really?
There's quite a few successive back-to-backs, but then we concede one, so.
Interesting. Yeah, it might be Tuchel, you know. When Tuchel was manager, we might have, last time we had three clean sheets on the trot. We'll see. Yeah, we'll have to. I'll try and find that and tweet it out today or tomorrow. But no, three clean sheets in a row. Really good. Hopefully that continues. We've got Brighton at the weekend. Another tough game at home, but we're in good form. We're confident. Our squad players are playing well. We're keeping clean sheets. So, you know, things are quite positive. People are confident and, you know, hopefully we can come back and get a win against Brighton at the weekend. So, final thoughts, Rambles. You there, Rambles?
If needed, I can give my final thoughts.
I don't know what happened there.
Final thoughts, the Rambles.
Yeah, a really positive evening. Really happy to see Nkunku get his hat-trick. And I think he is putting pressure on Jackson to start games.
Yeah. And Red, your final thoughts?
Neto have a good game. Various other squad players have a good game. And I think heading into Saturday's game against Brighton, I think Enzo's going to have a bit of a selection headache. Because I think Nkunku's really pushing for a start. I think Neto had a really positive game. And obviously, yeah, so I think, yeah, just it's nice to see now it's going to be selection headaches going into games. Whereas last season with the injuries and one thing and another, we didn't have that.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. Yeah, good points. Selection problems for Maresca at the weekend. Good selection problems. And Red, what are your final thoughts on today's game?
And yeah, I just really want to reiterate the fact that we got the job done in the exact way we wanted it to. We did it in flying colours, and it's just nice to see that, for one, we've boosted confidence. Two, we got the job done stylishly and fast-paced. And apart from the final goal, which still was a poacher's effort to steal off the goalkeeper, none of the goals tonight were boring. And they're actually all interesting and complimented all of our players. So yeah, I'm happy and I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Absolutely agree. And my final thoughts really are good performance, good goals, enjoyable game of football, created a lot of chances, the right substitutions, some good performances from most players who played tonight, and, you know, got the job done against a side that we should be beating 5-0. And we did. And that's a really positive. Another clean sheet as well. And some good problems for Renzo Maresca going into the weekend. And, you know, everyone's confident, everyone's on a high, and that's a very good thing. We haven't had enough of that at Chelsea recently. So, yeah, we look forward to Saturday, and we'll be back here again then. And thanks for listening, everybody. Remember to keep checking the Chelsea Echo account for all the content they produce. Really fantastic stuff on there. Match reviews, some of these podcasts as well, and they have their own podcast. So keep an eye out on that for more content. And come back and be with us on Saturday for the post-match Brighton game. And up the Chelsea!